Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting two public hearings regarding the county's road commission. The meetings will be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd, and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 7th, at the People's Building at 171 North State Street, across the alley from the Purdy Building. The reason for the hearing is to receive public comments regarding possible transfers of powers, duties, and functions of the Road Commission to the Board of County Commissioners to replace the County Road Commission road members and or change how the Road Commission's board is selected. The County Commissioners and the Road Commission board have been at odds regarding placing additional signals at six intersections, as well as who has the authority and various financial information. Conducting two public hearings is the requirement before county commissioners can take any proposed road commission action. Besides attending in person, the meetings can be viewed by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org. And another news for today. Several upgrades and improvements are happening in the village of Lexington. The Department of Natural Resources are going to replace the dock system and make various improvements to the state harbor. The new docks will be a floating system, and to go along with that, the Army Corps of Engineers is planning on doing $17 million worth of upgrades to the harbor in three phases. The Corps of Engineers will dredge the channel, fix the breakwall, and remove materials that have built up, hampering navigation in some areas. Also, the village's Harbor Park is expected to reopen in June, when all of the renovations and improvements have been completed. Some of the park's improvements include a new Americans with Disabilities Act heated restroom, moving and expanding the parking area, adding new playground equipment, various improvements to the sewer and storm drains, making the amphitheater larger, and some landscaping. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Two people are currently hospitalized with serious injuries after a head-on crash in Bay County. The collision occurred on Monday afternoon at around 3:50 p.m. on Center Road, also known as M25, near Callahan Road in Hampton Township. Authorities say both drivers were alone in their vehicles when they collided head-on. Each was taken to the hospital, where they remain in serious condition as of today. Officials are still investigating what led to the crash, and at this point, it's unclear whether drugs or alcohol played a role. And another news for today. Because Worth Township has been a hotbed of controversy over the clerk and treasurer allegedly mishandling their duties and finances, the Board of Trustees want to assure residents that the situation is being handled. The board initiated safeguards by adding cameras, having a sheriff's deputy escort the treasurer when making bank deposits, hiring a state-certified accounting firm to oversee bookkeeping practices, and doing a quarterly review of their finances. The first financial review will be at 10 a.m. on Thursday, April the 2nd. And to help with transparency, the board will meet at 6:30 p.m. on April 15th, May 20th, June 17th, July 15th, August 19th, September 16th, October 21st, November 18th, and December 16th. Meetings are conducted at the Township Hall at 6903 South Lakeshore Road in Lexington. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, March 31st of 2026. John E. Collings, age 82 of Bad Axe, passed away on March 29th of 2026. Visitation for John E. Collings will be Thursday, April the 2nd at the McAlpin Funeral Home of Bad Axe from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with funeral services immediately to follow the visitation at the funeral home with Pastor Sam Reese officiating. Memorials in John's name may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, and condolences can be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.